As of this week, Boston has a brand new youth orchestra. It's called the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, and it marks the return of Benjamin Zander, the well-known maestro and music educator. The New England Conservatory fired Zander last January after it was revealed that he had hired a videographer who was a registered sex offender. But with the controversy behind him, the new orchestra represents a new beginning for Zander and a new opportunity for some of the city's young musicians. WBUR's Andrea Shea has our story.
Eager young musicians filter into a concert hall at the Franklin Institute in Boston's South End. They navigate their instruments through a forest of music stands, searching for their seats. They are serious musicians. 12-year-old Ilana Zax, the youngest here, started playing when she was three. She's won competitions, but this is her first position in an orchestra. The oldest musicians are 21. Some traveled from New Hampshire, Connecticut, Maine, even New Jersey. To get in, 168 went through a rigorous audition and interview process. 108 were accepted. More than two dozen of these musicians used to play with Maestro Benjamin Zander in the New England Conservatory's Youth Orchestra, but they followed him here.
I would have followed him wherever he had gone.
16-year-old harpist Anna DeLoy has studied with Zander since she was seven.
You learn how to be a better musician, but I feel like you learn how to be a better person because it just inspires you wherever you go and makes you think about things differently and think about art differently. It's amazing. I've learned more from him than I've learned from like any other mentor in my life.
DeLoy is not alone. Zander has thousands of followers inside the music world, but also in the corporate world as a speaker on leadership and the art of possibility. On this day, the 73-year-old conductor bounces around the hall, greeting every person he sees. He wears sneakers, black jeans, and a big smile. Then Zander settles the room and makes note of the moment.
Welcome. Welcome to the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, which didn't exist before this minute, before you came here.
Zander is starting this new youth orchestra because he lost his old one. The New England Conservatory, or NEC, fired him last January for negligence because he hired a videographer he knew was a registered sex offender. Zander's termination after 45 years at the school caused an emotional upheaval and a lot of finger-pointing in the orchestra's community, dividing faculty, parents, alumni, and students. The effects still linger. At the podium, Zander addresses the conflict.
In January, all of us thought there was nothing but bad news. But today, I look at what I see in front of me, and I say, this is some of the best news I've ever seen.
A few moments later, Zander adds,
unfortunately, we don't have to look back. Nobody wants to look back. We're only looking forward.
Soon, Zander takes up his baton and leads the orchestra through its first piece, Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss. During a break, Zander does something he really prefers not to do, which is to look back.
Well, the tragedy for me was the thought that I wouldn't be able to work with young people. I mean, this is my joy, this is my life. But now, here we are, we've got another orchestra. And incidentally, this is not at the expense of anybody, because the New England Conservatory goes on and everybody goes on. There's room for all these things, the amazing pool of talent that there is. There's no city in America like Boston.
For its part, the NEC, Zander's former employer, wants to move on too. President Tony Woodcock was praised and criticized for the firing. He declined an interview, but Conservatory Public Relations Manager Ellen Pfeiffer responded.
We feel that we've come to the point, having designated Mr. Zander a faculty emeritus, having received his letter of apology, that we've come to the final moment. This episode is done. Now we're all moving on to the next thing, which is, in both cases, to give the student musicians the best possible experience that they can have.
And while a significant number of musicians left the NEC's orchestra to follow their former maestro, others stayed.
I was there for the whole Ben Zander fiasco, the change in conductorship.
16-year-old violinist and composer Murray Skolnick takes a breath and admits Zander's firing was upsetting. Like a lot of students, he's been conflicted.
I ended up choosing to stay with NEC because I've been there for so long and because I've learned so much, and they've been really great to me for the 10 years now. And I really just wanted to remain loyal to them.
Skolnick misses his friends who did leave, but stays in touch on Facebook. He acknowledges his orchestra's split with Zander is still a sensitive topic for a lot of people, but he's trying to see it from all sides.
To be honest with you, I don't really want to know exactly what was going on, but I think things have been handled to some extent, and I think if people move past this, now we have three great youth orchestras in Boston right now. It's tremendous.
And it's quite the lineup. You've got the NEC's orchestra, Boston University's symphony that's affiliated with the BSO, and just last week announced an enhanced partnership, and now Zander's new group that's under the aegis of his grown-up orchestra, the Boston Philharmonic. But can Boston support three top-tier youth orchestras?
Time will tell.
BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe calls the question fair and raises a few more.
How many great young players are there? Are there enough to fill out three orchestras?
The odds are good, Volpe believes, especially in a musically fertile city like Boston. Then he adds,
it should be about the kids.
Because they represent the future of classical music. That's something everyone interviewed for this story agrees on. And the kids get it, too. Back at rehearsal with Benjamin Zander, 17-year-old violinists Hikaru Yonezaki and Njeri Grievous can hardly contain themselves. They've both studied with the conductor for years.
From that first note with the cellos coming in the basses, you've got to admit, I mean, that would inspire anyone. That would, like, everyone just came alive and just like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're here.
I feel like I'm making, like, actual music again, you know? That makes the audience feel like they're with
right.
us, too. That's important. You need to convince the audience, and I think we're going to make it.
Yeah, I think so too.
They'll find out soon. The Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra's first performance is on November 25th at Symphony Hall.
Our story was reported by WBUR's arts reporter, Andrea Shea.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.